Hello everyone and welcome to the first episode of Tibble Nibbles. I've been to some great restaurants in the last month or so, so I'm going to start the review with a restaurant I went to, in fact, a month ago today, so on the 6th of March. And the restaurant I went to, I still don't know how to pronounce it, it's either Mere or Mia, which is Monica Galletti's place in Fitzrovia. So it was very nice. I went with a whole bunch of friends. And on the table we had the tasting menu, which was £70. Some people had the wine pairing, which was another £40, which was actually a really, really good deal. The wines were lovely. I had a little sip. I didn't go for it myself because I don't drink that much. But the tasting menu was 7 courses. It started with celeriac and hazelnut, which was pickled celeriac, celery, black radish, apple and hazelnut dressing. So essentially it was a slice of celeriac top and bottom, and in the middle was a celery and apple tartare. Very tasty, really, really very nice. The second course was cod, which I think was probably the best main that we had, which was steamed cod, which was absolutely beautifully cooked, wonderfully flaky, but not overcooked. So that was steamed skrei cod, which I think is from Iceland, Jerusalem artichoke, monk's beard, which is like samphire, and in a spice broth. This was really, really nice. We had a small issue with some of the courses where they weren't particularly hot. They were just warm. I don't worry too much about that. I don't mind my food being warm. But for those people who like their food piping hot when it comes to the table, we're a little bit disappointed. I think this was opening night nerves of just making sure that everything was perfect when it went out. I know people who went later on in the week who said that everything was really nicely hot, but the cod was not particularly warm. After that, we had a pork boil up, which I understand is a New Zealand sort of dish, which was ham hock, watercress doughboy, sweet potato, horseradish and spice broth. That was quite nice. There was a little bit of theatre with that, so it came dry, and then they poured what was really a very small amount of broth. It was incredibly concentrated, very delicious, but there's probably about a tablespoon and a half just went at the bottom. That was probably my least favourite of the main courses. It was still very, very good though. And then after that, we wound up with we had beef. So it's 2 pieces of beef. One was a 30-day aged sirloin, which was cooked probably the rare side of medium rare. A slow-cooked glazed beef cheek, which was absolutely delicious, and it came with a sweet onion beignet, which was also pretty fantastic, and tarragon creme fraiche. So that was my second favourite main, and probably my second favourite thing I had over the course of the meal. We then had a cheese course, no extra cost, which is really good. Normally there's a bit of a supplement for having cheese. And it was very simple. It was pounded cheddar, which is from Dorset. It was really nice to have English cheese, and something, you know, sort of almost as mainstream as cheddar was absolutely fantastic. Red pepper jam that was absolutely beautiful, and a seeded cracker. Very, very good. I think probably one of the best cheese courses I've had for a really long time. And then the dessert on the tasting menu was a blood orange mousse, yogurt, sorbet and meringue, together with ruby red grapefruit. Now, I can't eat grapefruit. It interacts rather strangely with some meds that I'm on, so I asked them if they could swap out, and they did that quite happily. So I wound up having the poached pear. It was really, really very good. So that was a poached pear with pecan crumble, brown butter, and a pear ice cream. I really enjoyed it. Pear's a flavour that I like. I know that it can be a little bit divisive, but it was really, really well cooked. I think the last time I had anything that with pear was at Christmas dinner at Plum and Spilt Milk. This was definitely much better. So in terms of what did I think of it, I did actually pay, this is fairly rare, I paid full price for the opening night. So it came in at £70 plus service. So it was good. Would I recommend going? Absolutely. I think it's worth a visit. I'm not sure whether I would go back unless it was for a special occasion. It was somewhere that somebody really, really wanted to go. It was good. I must confess, I didn't really know who Monica Galletti was. I don't watch a lot of television. So it was quite interesting. A lot of the people, she came out the kitchen, she said hello to everybody, which was really nice, and she signed some menus for the sort of the more starry-eyed members of our group. But they thought that it was really excellent, and she was super friendly and really, really nice. In terms of the dining room itself, I thought it was lovely. There were some really nice touches. It's obviously been designed very, very carefully. I loved the cutlery, and I loved the flatware that we had. It was nothing too fancy, but it really did a good job of highlighting the food. I thought a really nice touch was the tables have got on them. They finish with an M, which is the same M as is the logo of the place. And I think the nicest part is the lights are quite dim in the restaurant itself, but they actually have lights that you can turn on and off on the table. No need to get your phone out and switch the light on in order to be able to read the menu, as you do get in some places that are trying to be too cool and hip. The wait staff were very good. The wine, the sommelier was very knowledgeable. I thought that the service was really excellent. They obviously still had a couple of things to work on, mainly around the temperature, but I know that they've got that sorted. So all in all, really pleased. I think, you know, if you can afford £70 for a tasting menu, I think it's well worth a visit. It's certainly in my top 5 or 6 restaurants I think I've been to so far this year, and I've been to a lot of restaurants this year, so go and check it out. So thank you very much for listening to the first episode. The aim of this is to keep the reviews pretty short. I've tried to say 5 minutes. It's a little bit more than that now, but please, if you have any thoughts, if you've got any feedback, if you've been, let me know what you think, please. If you go, and please let me know what you think. If there are any places that you think are worth a visit, particularly if they have some kind of special offer or deal, please come and let me know. The email address you can get in contact with me on is tibblenibbles@gmail.com, which is tibblenibbles@gmail.com, or you can get me on Twitter @tibblenibbles. @tibblenibbles. Please stay tuned for episode 2 of Tibble Nibbles, where I'll be taking a visit to Hawksmoor Borough to take advantage of their 50% off opening launch deal. Thank you very much for listening.